What a comeback effort for you guys. You were down 12 in the second quarter, would get back to within 4 to 5 points, and Higadin would somehow answer back with a three-pointer or a three-point play, and got him rattled, got Higadin rattled in that fourth quarter, and had a chance there to win it at the end. A good look for Lewis, just a little short, but overall thoughts on tonight's ball game?
Well, I think we proved to ourselves that, you know, we can play with anybody because they're a very good team. So our biggest thing is just going to be to bring the consistency with it, you know, not taking, you know, five steps backwards after a game like tonight, you know, which we, you know, sadly we lose it. But at the same time, you learn from it. You learn a lot of late game situation. You get to learn a lot about yourself. And, you know, we made some really good plays happen. And then we made some things that you learn from at the end. Couple plays that we didn't really need to make that allowed them to get back into it.
Well, it was one of those deals where you got behind early in there, and Higadin was the aggressor. They were driving to the basket hard. I think they only missed two or three two-point baskets in the first half there, and that's why they had the big lead, and they were getting to the free throw line, and you guys had much better defense in the second half there other than maybe a couple of little breakdowns.
Yep, we did, and you know, the big thing for them is, if you're not going to get back and slow them down at least before they get to the spiking line, you're going to be in trouble because they got that head of steam coming right at you, and they've got good handles, and they can finish well around the basket, and they can shoot. So, I mean, they're very dangerous. So you've got to slow them down a little bit so that they're not coming at you full speed. Our transition defense was not great. Too many times I thought we were running with our back turned to the ball. And then by the time we recognized where it was at, it was too late to get there. And so we got to do a better job of recognizing those things. And in the second half, we did that. You know, we corrected some of those little mistakes, but didn't pull it out.
Well, that one player that really stepped up big for you guys tonight was Blaine Culp. He had 8 points for you. And it's good to see him being a little bit more assertive on the offensive side there, coming off the bench with some energy.
Absolutely. You know, him and Harrison both have to be guys that are going to shoot it when they're open. I thought Blaine did a great job of that. You know, he had a couple 15-footers. He didn't, you know, that didn't fall for him. But just shooting those shots gets you in the rhythm of the game. You know, you're not out there worrying about it anymore. You kind of broke the seal and you're going. And so I was very proud of him for stepping up and shooting those. And I think that helped him get a little bit more aggressive. You know, he's always been a kid that cuts really well. And moves without the ball. So he's going to find himself open a few times per game just because he moves without the ball well. And as he gets a little more confidence with that shot, you know, those things will fall. And Harrison's another kid that we have to have, you know, step up and do some things for us.
Those shots for him are going to fall later on the season, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's one of those things, you know, that shooters go through. When you don't see the ball go through, it rattles you. And he just – honestly, you know, you just have to act like every shot you're taking is going in, really. I mean, just to get your confidence up and, you know, you don't want to be arrogant or you know, overconfident, but you just got to have confidence when you're getting ready to shoot the ball.
I think you probably would have taken it there. You guys hold Sawyer Harper to 8 points. He comes in averaging almost 15 a game, and hold him to eight, and he had six of them in the fourth quarter. You hold a bunch of their big players well below their season average, and it took a couple of their big bench players to have some big nights there for you guys to be in the game.
Yeah, Sawyer's he's very explosive. He's a great athlete and extremely hard to guard because he attacks you. And so we did a very good job with him. But you know, hey, that's in games like that you need somebody off your bench to come in and give you a little bit of something, whether that be on the defensive side or the offensive side. And you know, they were able to do that tonight. But again, you know, some of those things were just lack of communication, lack of understanding of where the ball was and where my man was, because we just didn't do a very good job of it the first half. But you know, my guys aren't going to quit ever, you know. And there was times when it was like, you know, and the thing about tonight was we got down 12, they didn't start settling for shots. You know, they continued to work, they continued to grind out a possession, you know, whether it was on defense or offense, and move the ball. So proud of them for taking a step forward after the Garden City game.
Then you have 18 days in between games. Of course, you have your moratorium that begins Sunday, goes to the 26th, and now you go have some time off, and you get acclimated to a brand-new gymnasium coming up on the 7th of January against Goodland. And what are you going to do with your team there, of course, after the Christmas break here?
Well, we will we'll definitely, once we can get the goals into that gym, we'll definitely get a lot of shots on it, kind of try to get used to it a little bit. But, You know, the football guys, you know, that play basketball are going to take some much needed time off. So actually they don't have to report back until the 30th. So we're going to give them quite a bit of time off. Cause most of these guys have been going since, you know, May, you know, so, they need a little break.
Well, a great effort to come back. Unfortunately, falls a couple points short, but it's something that you can take in for momentum-wise into the post-Christmas schedule. Coach Brian Gentry joining me. Thanks again, as always, and have a good Christmas. We'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, you too, Adam.